This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the rationalization of goods and services tax, GST, as the biggest reform since independence. Mr. Modi said the move is expected to put money in the pockets of the middle class by slashing tax on multiple items and scrapping it altogether for crucial items, including bread and life-saving drugs. The Prime Minister was interacting with award-winning teachers in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi said the two-slap tax will come into effect from September the 22nd, the first day of Navratri. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the national awards to teachers at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi today. This prestigious annual award recognizes outstanding teachers whose dedication and commitment have elevated the quality of education and profoundly impacted the lives of their students. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion of Teachers' Day. He has said teachers generally give homework to their students, but he wants to give one homework to teachers for a change. In an interaction with National Teacher Awardees, Mr. Modi asked schools to celebrate such occasions as Swadeshi Day or Swadeshi Week, when students would bring local products from their homes and share their stories. On Teachers' Day, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan saluted all the gurus who are helping students realize their full potential. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said their hard work and dedication is fostering excellence, illuminating lives and contributing to national development. He said teachers are not merely limited to reading and writing, but they also teach sense of responsibility towards the nation. Eid Miladun-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervor in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted everyone on the occasion. The president said people should resolve to move forward with a spirit of brotherhood, drawing inspiration from Prophet Muhammad's teachings on the sacred occasion. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiru Onam today. Thiru Onam is the biggest festival in Kerala, and the entire state is in a festive mood for the last couple of days. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and wishes to the citizens. In her message, President Murmu said that Onam is a unique example of Kerala's rich cultural heritage and tradition. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Saurashtra, Kutch and Madhya Pradesh. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is expected over northeast India, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Chandigarh and Subhimalayan West Bengal. In the national capital, Delhi, the water level of the Yamuna River continues to remain above the danger level mark. The water level, which was recorded at 207.35 meters earlier this morning, has been above the danger mark amidst moderate to heavy rainfall in the national capital for the past few days. As a preventive measure, people residing in the low-lying areas nearby have been shifted to relief camps set up near Mayur Vihar Phase 1 and other safer locations. US President Donald Trump hosted a high-powered group of tech executives at the White House last night. The meeting focused on artificial intelligence and investments in the United States. More than a dozen CEOs attended the event, including Microsoft's Bill Gates, Apple's Tim Cook, and Meta's Mark Zuckerberg. However, Tesla and SpaceX CEO, and formerly one of Trump's closest allies, Elon Musk, was a notable absence. In hockey, India registered a dominating 4-1 victory over Malaysia in the Super 4 stage match of the Asia Cup Championship at Rajgir International Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.